Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God, from Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 17 and 18. The Lord said to me, "What they say is good. I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their fellow Israelites, and I will put my words in his mouth. He will tell them everything I command him." Just as he said. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Jonas and Addie ran to their rooms. They were trying to hold it back and hide it, but they couldn't any longer. They buried their heads in their pillows and started sobbing. "Why? Why can't we? But you said we could." Jonas and Addie were heartbroken. Their parents had just told them that they weren't going to Disney World. After almost a year of planning, looking at pictures, and excited talk about rides and Mickey and Star Wars adventures, it wasn't going to happen. Despite all their many promises, the parents told Jonas and Addie that they couldn't do it this year. They didn't have the time to get away from work, and they didn't have the money to pay for it. They just couldn't do it. How sad when parents, friends, family, and others break their promises to us. Moses made a promise to the Israelites in our devotion today. However, this wasn't Moses' promise. It was actually the Lord's. And what did the Lord say? He promised that he was going to send another prophet like Moses in the future. This special prophet would be even greater than Moses and would speak the very words of God, telling us everything God wants us to know. Unlike imperfect people, God always keeps his promises. He has the power. He can do what he says. And yes, God has kept all his promises, including this one. God sent that greater prophet, Jesus, his own son. In the previous devotion this week, we heard one example of how Jesus proved he was the great prophet. He taught with power and with authority and showed his power by casting out a demon. But it wasn't just that story. In all of Jesus' words and works, he proves that he is the one God promised to send. How thankful we can be that God keeps his promises. Because he kept every promise to send our Savior Jesus, we know that he will keep every other promise to us. When we feel lonely and sad, we know that he is still with us, just as he said. When we feel like everything is going badly in our lives, we know that he will work it all for our good because he loves us, just as he said. When things are bad in this world, we know he will take us one day to our perfect home in heaven, just as he said. Look at God's power in Jesus. Look at God's promises kept in Jesus. God has proven that he will love us and help us in his grace, just as he said. We give thanks in prayer. God, we are so thankful that you keep all your promises to us. Because you do, help us always to believe and trust what you say. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.